Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortez Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you this Saturday morning, as I am each and every Saturday morning at this time on WBEN, and an open phone line with your name on it. No agenda today, talking anything that you have as a concern around your house. Our phone number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at *930. Text me at 30930. Email me, hammertime@cortez.net. And when you're online, take a moment to check out the cortez.net website. Everything we do is there at Cortez Construction. That includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning, the backyard living experience at Cortez with outdoor kitchens and decks, and last but not least, our handyman service, including handyman for a day. As I said, today we have open lines all hour long. Take advantage of that. If you've had a hard time getting through in the past, call me now at 803-0930. This was an interesting article I found in the Buffalo News last Sunday. Its headline is, "Would you buy a home online sight unseen? Some do," the headline ends. And the whole idea here of the article is using FaceTime to actually view a home. And people are actually doing that. They're using the video connection on their phones to tour homes and buying them sight unseen. Now imagine what you might be missing by taking that angle of looking at a home. I guess you do lack the sense of the dimension and the space, perhaps even including items like, you know, the size of the yard and the neighborhood and the lay of the land, the topography, and all maybe little things, little nuances that in the end might be an issue that you oversee or can't see when you're touring a home by using your cell phone. If you can't be there, it's a good substitute, but I just couldn't imagine making a major purchase like that by using your phone to do the purchasing for you. Be that as it may, interesting article I found in the news. Apparently, this one gentleman was touring his home on the iPhone, and the photos and comparable sales were all listed, which was helpful, and he bid $142,000 sight unseen, other than with the FaceTime component. And he ended up being happy with his decision. So good for him. I don't know if I would take the chance. We rely on our phones way, way too much now. And this is another example of that, actually buying a house by viewing it online. So are you in the market, perhaps, for a new home? Had the chance this morning to check out a new home for my niece, and she was nice enough to ask me to take a look at it. Now, I'm not a licensed home inspector, so I have to say that up front as a disclaimer. I have strong opinions about home inspection, and I think definitely one should be done no matter what you're buying, because you typically are looking at the trees and don't see the forest because you may be enamored with something about the house that is captivating you. It might be the location. It might be the color of the siding. It might be the fact that you like certain aspects of the house and you might be overlooking others as a result of that. So I can walk you through step by step if you'd like this Saturday morning on things that I typically do when I look at a house. And even this is the same when I look at a house for a client who's thinking of a renovation. I have my same set of goggles on. I'm always looking in that case to maximize value. And in this case, I was looking for hidden things that may, as I say, be overlooked because you're just too close to it. So I started in this case this morning. It was in Lancaster. I took a look around the perimeter. And a good thorough analysis of the perimeter can tell you a lot. The first thing I'm looking for is the grade. Is the grade tapered away from the house? And in this case, it was. Everything seemed very, very well done as far as the grading at the exterior. I did notice in this case we have a situation of a divorce, and the house was only 2 years old. There was never any landscaping installed at all. There's no shrubs. There's no plants. So I guess that's also possibly a good thing because, you know, you don't have to adapt to someone else's taste with landscaping that you might not like. So I actually thought that as a positive. So after I toured the exterior, I next went into the basement and took a good look around there. We had a hard time finding the electric box and thought, well, maybe it's in the garage. So we walked around the garage and couldn't find it there either. So I thought, okay, I know the trick. It's in the basement, and it was hidden behind a set of bookcases, a bookcase. It was framed in and recessed in to a pocketed area with this little bookcase kind of slid in to the opening. So, you know, if I didn't have my years of experience, I would have never been able to be found. So I did find it. Everything seemed to check out. You know, there was little things that I saw that were more code-related. And as an emotional buyer, you may not, again, be drawn to even paying attention to those. And that's why a home inspector could be very valuable because he's going to take the time to do the complete mechanical analysis and look for those things that you may not normally see. And in this case, there were some switching issues, electrical switching issues. Nothing big, nothing major, but they wouldn't pass code. So therein lies the consideration of maybe possibly going back to the seller for concession on something that doesn't pass code. And that's really the bottom line here is what are we buying as far as the safety components, the code requirements, and could you possibly make that a condition of sale? 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN as we entertain any question that you have this Saturday morning, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text us at 30930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And before we talk to you this Saturday morning, let's travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to Sally Pine. She's the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there at Union and Michael Road. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Dominic.
Of course, we're so excited that Lakeshore Savings Bank has decided to continue at 3% for the home equity line of credit.
Absolutely. In this rising rate environment with the Federal Reserve rate, the prime lending rate actually being at 5%, we have our home equity program continuing, fixing for 12 months at 3%. That's a one-year fixed rate at 3%, and there's no fees.
That's awesome.
At all for the application process. The bank will pay for all of them, so that's a great rate.
It is a great rate, and it's a great service. And last week we talked with Gabriel, about what the fees would be if you added them all up, and he said it could be well over $1,000.
Absolutely. The appraisal fee, the lien, we're checking liens, and also the mortgage tax in Erie County. That's a chunk of change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 3% fixed for a year. After that, it can either be fixed or you can let it stay variable.
That's correct.
Okay, with the rate environment being what it is, it's probably worth the gamble of letting it float a little bit longer than the 3%, than the 1 year. No way to forecast that now, but I think you could have confidence in it not going crazy. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In addition to that, Sal, we want to point out that, CD rates are pretty good at Lakeshore, too.
You know, they are. Everyone, all the competition out there, all our the financial services industry and all the banks out there are looking for new business, as well as we are. And I think the best way I can put it is give Lakeshore an opportunity. We want your business. We want the new business. And I do caution that, the rates that are advertised out there are great. But, boy, when you look at all the requirements and restrictions, we try to keep it simple. And mm-hmm. So we just ask, give us an opportunity for our business customers as well. We have fabulous rates.
Okay. Sally, the Orchard Park branch where you are located, phone number, please.
Number here is 674-2066.
And why don't you repeat that?
674-2066.
For 127 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Well, it's already started. Ants, rodents, and bed bugs have begun their invasion. Are you ready? Ashland Pest Control is always ready to help you stop these invaders in their tracks. They're your locally owned solution to eliminating pests. They know all about stopping local pests. Ashland Pest Control's highly trained staff has been ridding Western New York of pests for a long, long time. And all service calls are performed discreetly to protect your privacy. Be prepared. Call Ashland Pest Control today, 884-7431, or visit ashlandpest.com.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sim Sinatra. His songs, my songs, my way.
Saturday, October 27th, the Seneca Niagara Event Center. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Reserve seats on sale now at SenecaNiagaraCasino.com and Ticketmaster locations.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
Well, each and every week here, we look forward to telling you about one of our sponsors on Hammer Time Radio, and that is United Materials and Scranton's Rebuilders. You know that summer is in full gear, so now is the time for the folks at Scranton's Rebuilder Supply and United Materials to set you up with that personal outdoor living space that you've always wanted. There are two convenient locations to serve you. Scranton's Rebuilder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda, not too far from the Colvin exit. They're here to help you with that outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, patio, or how about a complete outdoor living room? Now's the time to get that professional advice you need from Scranton's Rebuilder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Now, listen to this. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4:30, and they're open right now till noon. And you want to stop in because they do have the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7. Their team will be there for you at Scranton's Rebuilder Supply on Walden and Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in right now. Tell them Dominic sent you and check out their huge display. See them online, UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let them become your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. You know, I just love to carry around a heavy ladder and climb up to the roof to dig around in the gutters when they get all clogged up with leaves and gunk, and I'm sure you do too. So I'm sure you're going to be really disappointed to learn that the LeafGuard gutter system will eliminate the need for you to ever go up there again. That's right. With LeafGuard, you can say goodbye to cleaning gutters, and you'll never have to worry about water damage to your home from gutter clogs. LeafGuard keeps your gutters running flawlessly and is 100% guaranteed not to clog. It even includes a lifetime warranty for snow or ice. LeafGuard will never pull away or come down from your house. If it does, they'll come out and fix or replace them for free. For as long as you own your home, the LeafGuard techs are world-class installation experts. They'll get everything set up perfectly the first time. Request a free in-home estimate online at LeafGuardOfLakeErie.com or call 695-1010. Eliminate stressful and dangerous gutter cleaning with LeafGuard.
A Shovely Brick & Sons, for over 30 years now, they have been the experts in the plumbing service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built their success on a simple approach. They treat you like you are part of the Brick family. Now, every home is truly unique, and H.W. Brick will find the proper solution to your family's needs. Whether it's a high-efficiency tankless water heater, a luxurious body spa, or maybe it's switching out a faucet or the toilet, H.W. Brick can handle it. They are a full-service residential and commercial service company. They do all of our major plumbing work at Cortese Construction, and they should do yours too. They will be available for full-service sewer and drain cleaning. They even have high-pressure water jetting for your sump lines and video inspections of your sewer lines, 24/7 emergency service, water heater replacement, sump pump replacement. The list goes on. And if you call them right now, tell them Dominic sent you, they'll give you a $100 discount on a tankless water heater. That's right, a $100 discount, but you need to call right now. Here's the number, write it down, 297-2901, 297-2901. Call H.W. Brick & Sons, let their family take care of all of your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs.
Hammer time!
1023 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you this Saturday morning here. And entertaining your home improvement questions, the phone number 803-0930. We have a text question coming in. What are the pros and cons of metal roofs? The bottom line for me in making a decision as to whether a metal roof is appropriate or not is whether it is architecturally correct to have it on the house as far as the look and the feel. A Chickawaga ranch, a Tonawanda ranch, and a metal roof just don't go together. Conversely, a log cabin home out in the woods, very appropriate for a metal roof. A two-story McMansion in Clarence or Amherst, nope, metal roof doesn't work. That's the bottom line for me, is does it match the architecture? As far as warranty and longevity and wear and tear, you might get a little bit more out of a metal roof, but believe it or not, you're not going to get a forever roof out of a metal roof. There really is no true such thing as a forever roof. There are shingles that they will tell you are warranted for a lifetime, and I guess we have to argue about defining what is a lifetime. But be that as it may, the bottom line for me is to decide on the style of roof shingle as to the architectural lines and look of the house. That is the way to decide whether a metal roof is right for you. Thanks for that text question. If you'd like to text me, it's 30930. Or if you want to call me, it's 803-0930. As we say good morning to Mike. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I'll get right to my question. I have a ranch home with a small porch that has the previous owner put a carpet down. I'd like to remove that carpet. It's all dry rotted and shredding.
Okay.
I just want to know the best way to take it off and to be able to get all the glue and everything that sticks to the cement.
So we're removing this from a concrete porch.
Right.
Okay. A little bit of an effort is going to be required to really get it to a point where you're going to say that it looks clean and new and good. So,
okay.
So you know, I guess we'll start by saying it can be done, but it's going to take a little work. Oh. So let's start by the obvious, cutting the carpet off. Yeah, I would do that in strips. The slower you pull and tear, the more likely you will be to keep the backing attached, and that'll help minimize the scraping, which is going to come next. Okay, so pulling the carpet up in small sections, using a utility knife to cut it into strips, that'll be the way I would suggest doing that. Now you're going to have then the backing left that's adhered to the concrete. That will require a scraper, and you could buy either a paint scraper, or you could even buy a shingle remover, and either or, that's going to be the elbow grease component, is scraping that off from the concrete surface. When we get all that off, now we're going to have probably a hodgepodge of either some glue that's still there and some staining from the back, from the backer. There may even be some rough spots as relation to the adherence of the glue to the concrete. That we could either do a couple things. First of all, you could try and grind that with a orbital grinder, a very messy and difficult step to take that route, but that will help kind of grind that stuff off. If you're happy with how it looks after you remove the carpet, then at that point we could just go ahead and maybe paint it. Now the problem with that is if there are any rough spots as far as the touch and feel, you're still going to feel that through the paint. So you'll have to make that decision, I guess, after you get the carpet off.
I went online and I looked that up, and they everybody that was online that was doing it on YouTube videos I watched, they were using like a liquid to try and help get the glue off.
Yeah, if you have issues with the adhesive still being bonded to the concrete, you could use an acetone to help dissolve the adhesive from the concrete. You might be as lucky with the scraper as you would with that.
Okay.
So it's not going to be perfect. We're probably going to have to compromise on the end look. But the most definitive way would be to, after we get the adhesive scraped off, to use a small grinding wheel to kind of, you know, abrade the surface evenly. Again, we're going to have to do something when we're done with it, and painting it does come to mind. If it's a nice even feel and look, painting it might be a good solution to give it a totally new appearance.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try that. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, good luck, Mike. It's a tough task, but I think you got what it takes. So let us know how it turns out. Okay, Mike hangs up. That opens up a line for you here on WBEN. As we're winding our way to the bottom of the hour, we've got a text question that's coming in. We'll read it, and after Mike delivers the news, we'll discuss this further. But the text question is, we have a 1957 ranch in the burbs with a 1.5-car garage. We're thinking of selling within the next 4 years. Would adding on to make it a 2.5-car garage make a better selling point? Well, that's a good question. We'll entertain that question and yours after we check in with Mike Baggerman, standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories that we're following for Saturday, July 21st. The man who took a woman hostage in South Buffalo yesterday afternoon last night was out of surgery, but Buffalo police said that he's in critical condition. The man was shot by a police officer after a shotgun was discharged inside a home at 660 McKinley Parkway during the hostage situation. The woman who was taken hostage and the officer who shot the man were both taken to the hospital, but neither of those two had any injuries. Because of an increase in smoke in recent months, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has issued a cease and desist order to Tonawanda Coke Corporation, who immediately stopped their operations yesterday afternoon at 3 p.m. The DEC said there have been multiple violations, and the entity may revoke Tonawanda Coke's DEC permit. Tonawanda Coke attributed the problem to a collapse in their waste heat tunnel, something that they said they reported to the DEC. Disgraced former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver reportedly wrote a letter to Manhattan Federal Court late yesterday saying that he and his wife are, quote, both crumbling since he was convicted in May during a retrial on corruption charges. Prosecutors, in their own submission yesterday, sought a sentence of well over 10 years in prison for Silver. Silver was sentenced to 12 years in prison after his 2015 conviction. That conviction, though, was overturned by a federal appeals court following a Supreme Court decision that redefined what corruption actually meant. And finally, 17 people are dead after a duck boat capsized in Branson, Missouri on Thursday. If you head over to WBEN.com, we take a look at some local tour boats and how they address safety, as well as a story from Mike McQueen over at Star 102.5, who has years ago went on that duck boat tour in Branson, Missouri. Your WBEN First Alert forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, a high of 84. Tonight, the clouds will start to break up and lows will dip to around 62. As for your Sunday, it's going to be actually a little cooler than we've seen most of this week. Might have a rain shower in some areas, high of 75 tomorrow. Monday, the humidity is back with temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now in Buffalo, it's mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
For over five decades, Twin City Glass has been the expert in the room of your house that everybody eventually sees. Yeah, it's your bathroom. Twin City is truly a name you know and trust. They've been around since 1964, and they have built their success on a simple mission, making you a happy customer. Come check out their huge showroom. It's open right now in Willitzer Park. They have full life-size displays, not mock showers on a wall. You can touch the displays. You can even stand in them. You can see how the door swings, look over the many available colors, types of hardware, like Basco, shower doors of elegance. It's the best way to get a real feel for the quality. Now, whether it's installing a bath enclosure, a shower door, or crafting custom glass and mirror products, Twin City will make it all hassle-free for you, considering that 90% of their new business comes from referrals. Hey, they must be doing something right. To learn more, here's their phone number. It's 694-3300. 694-3300. You can visit them online as well, twincityglass.com, or their showroom is open right now, as I say. Stop in to Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
National Grid can help you save money and use less energy with product rebates and programs.
The little bear wandered deeper into the woods, looking under every rock, behind every tree.
"Have you seen my honey?" the little bear asked Mr. Squirrel.
"And then what happened?"
Well, let's turn the page and find out.
If you think you're hearing this dad read a story to his daughter, you're completely right. But what he's also doing is saving energy and money because he took advantage of product rebates and programs from National Grid.
And with the pot of honey by their side, the little bear curled up in their den, safe and sound.
So it looks like there's two happily ever afters to this story. The little bear finding the honey and Dad saving money.
I think that's enough for one night.
Just one more, please, Dad.
Start your own saving story. Get familiar with National Grid's product rebates and programs to help you use less energy and save money at ngrid.com/save.
Don't you agree the worst thing is when you flush your toilet and it comes up on your lawn, or even worse, in your basement? For a limited time, call Roy's Plumbing for an unbeatable, unbelievable special. For $99, get an exterior sewer cleaning and camera inspection. Go to justcallroys.com or call 362-4655. That's 362-4655. Ask for the $99 exterior sewer cleaning and let Roy's take the worry away.
Howard Simon here. If you're looking for a new vehicle right now, head on over to the newly remodeled Lea Honda, Transit Road in Williamsville. Lea is where I bought my Honda. You should go there as well. They'll make you happy. Lea Honda has an impressive new showroom. Their lot is filled with brand new Hondas that you will love, like the 2018 Honda Accord. This new Accord has received major accolades. It's the North American Car of the Year. Lea Honda has them in stock. They've got the brand new 2019 Honda Inside Hybrid that provides you with more than 50 miles per gallon. Allen. They've got all the new Honda SUVs, the Pilot, the CRV, the HRV models, and they're all priced to move. Ask for my good friend and general manager, Aaron Wozniak. He'll put you in the right spot, the right car, get you the right deal, and make you happy. If you're in the market for a new Honda, get to Leah Honda today. They've also got pre-owned vehicles as well. You'll find them on Transit Road in Williamsville or online at LeahHondaOfWilliamsville.com. You will love it at Leah Honda.
There's nothing worse than feeling dirty after you step out of the shower. David Bellavia here. I had an old shower, kind of grossed me out, until I called Bathfitter. And just one day, Bathfitter transformed my old tub and shower into a clean, beautiful tub and shower. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999 and book your in-home consultation and tell them Bellavia sent you for 20% off. And when you order by July 31st, you'll get a free standard valve and trim kit. Don't wait. Call Bathfitter today.
Every Saturday morning on A New Morning with Henry Nevins at about 8:40 or so, Jerry Craig will play our home improvement tip of the week. And we're proud to be able to tell you that United Materials and Scranton Street Builders is the sponsor of the tip. You're going to hear it in just a moment as I tell you that summer is in full gear. So now's the time for our friends at Scranton Street Builder Supply and United Materials to set you up for that awesome personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. There are two locations to serve you. The Scranton Surrey Builder location is on Walden. That's just east of Transit Road, across the street from 84 Lumber in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. They're not too far from the Colvin exit. They're here to help you with that outdoor living space, outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, or a complete outdoor living room. Now is the time to get professional advice. And you need that, and you can get it from Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Now, they're open during the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4:30. But best of all, they're open right now till noon. And they have the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7. You could actually see what a finished space will look like. And the team will be there to help you make all of your decisions. Scranton Surrey Builder Supply, Walden Avenue in Depew, United Materials, Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today or check them out online, UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let them be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. They're durable, they're easy to care for, and they look better than ever. What am I talking about? Well, new composite floor porch flooring. Now, once only available in basic gray and brown, composite porch flooring is now available with exotic wood graining, driftwood looks, and paint-like finishes, like the Azex and Decorators boards that you've seen advertised around. What's changed? Well, these planks are made with a tough polymer cap adhered to the board faces, which can be fabricated to have a range of effects. The caps also provide added stain, slip, and UV resistance. Since the plank's core color doesn't match the surface, matching trim boards are sold to conceal the exposed cut ends. If you want a particular color porch floor, paint will last longer on uncapped PVC than it will on wood, since PVC is more stable and unaffected by moisture. If you like the gray shades it comes in, you can skip the paint and save money too. Uncapped planks like the Aratus, which is about $1.79 a foot. You can find more about this online at Aratus, spelled Aratis.com, or Coma, spelled Koma's Harmony, about $2.96 a foot, comabuildingproducts.com. They cost less than the capped ones. And lastly, if you're a traditionalist who prefers planks that form square joints where tongue and grooves meet, they're also less likely to trap dirt, look for square edge flooring that is milled after being extruded. Decorators and Harmony planks are both made this way.
Hammer time!
That is my home improvement tip of the week, brought to you by United Materials and Scranton Surrey Builders. It airs at 8:40 on Saturday mornings, part of A New Morning with Henry Nevins, and you can see it again, or hear it again, rather, at WBEN.com. www.dominiccortese.com. Good morning from Dominic Cortese in studio for you till 11 o'clock here on WBEN, where the time is 10:40. And I need to tell you that the day is coming for the Porsche raffle. It's coming up on the 6th of August. It's amazing. When we start talking about this, summer seems so far away. And now it is on our doorstep for the drawing date, August the 6th at 8 p.m. This is done at the Clarence Chamber of Commerce Taste of Clarence and Cruise Night, and I'll be conducting the drawing. You could win a 2018 Porsche 718 Boxster or a Macan S, or just take the money. How much? $45,000. Only 4,000 tickets are sold, and you need not be present to win. We also have 15 additional $500 prizes. The tickets are $50 each, 3 for $100. Buy them online, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. That's ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. This benefits the Clarence Rotary Club Foundation, where we do service projects in Clarence, in Buffalo, in Erie County, in Ontario, and around the world, to support Rotary and its mission of service above self. Be a part of the raffle. Only 4,000 tickets are sold. And as they say, you've got to be in it to win it. We'll see you on the 6th of August at 8 o'clock at the Clarence Chamber of Commerce Taste of Clarence and Cruise Night for the big drawing. 803-0930. We've got calls on hold. We've got text questions coming in. But we did leave off with a text question. And it says, we have a 1957 ranch in the burbs with a 1.5-car garage. We're thinking of selling within the next 4 years, with adding on to make it a 2.5-car garage, make a better selling point. My answer is it depends. And what it depends on is the profile of the neighborhood. If you are trying to appeal to create a balance within the neighborhood, which will give you more room for the value improvement, then it may make sense to add that additional garage space. However, if all the other houses in the neighborhood have 1.5-car garages, then there's really no point, because you're really not going to see the benefit from that. I would say I would do a cost and value analysis, maybe have the house appraised as it is, and then we could get an estimate for how much the garage addition would cost and see if there's room in the value structure and in the neighborhood value structure to see if there's room to add that additional cost to the house. My bottom line, my kind of gut guess on this, is that it's really not going to be worth it. It probably will sell equally as well at 1.5 as it would at 2.5. Another text question. So we're back to the metal roof. Dom, so the metal roof fits the house. What are the pros and cons? Like, do metal roofs make an interior hotter? No, that doesn't necessarily mean a metal roof is going to make an interior of the home hotter. There usually are barriers installed underneath metal roofs to shield from that. There might be a slight more of an issue of noise in heavy rain and that kind of thing, because we are hitting metal. But I don't think it's enough to deter someone from choosing a metal roof. And as far as warranties go, you'll find, as I said earlier, that warranties are generally going to be about the same as a shingled roof. So again, bottom line is the look. Is the look the right look for your house? To the phones we go now at 803-0930, and Cheektowaga is next. And Gary, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I really have two questions. One is kind of a follow-up question on your tip for the day. The composite flooring that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have an outside wooden deck that I built, probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I used the regular deck planking, pressure treated on it, and, screwed it down and painted it with the appropriate stain. And it's just cracked and dry rotted, and it's just, I don't think I got good wood.
Okay.
I'm looking at having to repair it or replace it or do something. Is this product you were talking about, is that something I could use on a deck?
Yeah. These are deck boards, and they are going to give you the protection from the sun, which is what caused that. The sun, believe it or not, even though, you know, here we live in Western New York and we don't think we get a lot of sun, the UV damage to the wood is really what's checking and cracking and causing it to dry out and then basically fall apart for that reason. So a UV protection on a treated lumber deck is essential to prevent what's happened to you. Having said that, if you do move into the composite materials, there's no maintenance whatsoever except to wash it down with a hose from time to time, so you'll never have to worry about this again. You could remove them, the deck boards I'm talking about, and install these composite materials. Some involve clips, some have tongue and groove. It's all a different system, and you have to make sure you are understanding how the system installs before you decide on a product line.
Okay, that sounds great, because that what you were talking about at $1.78 a square foot is so much more inexpensive than like the Trex decking or all of that.
There's a lot of choices in composite. I will tell you that you do get what you pay for nonetheless, and we have become advocates of a brand called Fiberon. It's spelled F-I-B-E-R-O-N, Fiberon. There's about three or four grades within the Fiberon product line, and you'll see pricing go up as the warranty and the grade increases in thickness and dimension as far as look and feel. So you will find that is the case in composite materials. So you'll get wearability and maybe long-lastingness, but you'll get even more if you buy a higher-end product.
Okay.
Okay?
Advice. One other follow-up question.
Sure.
We're putting in a driveway. We're having a single-lane asphalt driveway taken out and a double-wide concrete driveway put in.
Okay.
And we had four different concrete contractors come out and give us an estimate on what it would do. And I was just shocked to see the difference in the estimates. I mean, they ranged from where I thought it would be around $6,000 to $10,500.
Mm.
And I was very, very detailed and specific.
Sure.
With
how many square feet are we talking here, Gear?
About 720.
So I would say $8 to $10 would be, I guess, market value, if you want to put it that way. So that would put you around $6,000 to $7,000. The reason that you're seeing that big swing is because most of the installers right now at this present time are booked. And I guess they're figuring, if I get my price, I'll take the job. So time of year is the driver. When you want to shop for a concrete driveway, middle of winter.
Okay.
Because they're not going to do it then, but you'll get on the list for spring when they're going to be starving for work.
I see. Great. Great. One final question. I'll let you go. In the estimates of the concrete, there's been two opinions on the reinforcing.
Uh-huh.
Some go with the metal sheets of, you know.
Yes, wire mesh.
Wire mesh. And then some of them have the
fiberglass
in the concrete.
Yep.
Which do you think is a better bet for a driveway?
Well, you're talking to somebody from the old school. You know, I cut my teeth with the wire mesh. I'm going back 48 years since I first touched wire mesh. So that's how long I've been around the product. So fiberglass wasn't even thought of then. So from an old school perspective, wire mesh does do a good job if it's properly installed. It should be installed in the middle of the concrete, not at the bottom. That'll hold it together better. The fiberglass, from what I've learned and read, and again, I have no direct experience, and by the time it came into vogue, we were already out of the concrete business, is doing a good job. I've talked to some younger and newer installers who rave about what that does. So I would say you're okay with either. And I guess it's going to depend on the comfort level of who's doing the installation as to what they feel stronger about.
Well, I really appreciate your guidance on all
okay.
of this.
Okay. My pleasure, Gary. Good hearing from you. Thanks for the call, and good luck with the driveway. Yep, time of year will definitely affect the price on home improvements, so keep that in mind. 803-0930. That's my number. Call me, maybe, as we take our next break here on WBEN. And when we come back, we'll travel to Cheektowaga, and we'll talk to Ann and to you right after this. Well, you got to love this summer, and yeah, when it gets hot and sticky, of course, our air conditioning saves us, right? Well, but you know what? You might be getting sick from your air conditioning. It's not the air conditioning that's getting you sick. It's what your air is traveling over. Yeah, dead skin cells, dust mites, dust mite feces, animal remains, yuck, yuck, yuck. Who knows what else is circulating in the air throughout your home's duct system? Maybe that's what's making you feel lousy. Now, some people think it's the cool air itself. However, it's all that disgusting junk I just inventoried that we need to remove. And how do we do that? Well, we blast it off your sidewalls with the Column patented duct cleaning system from Indoor Professionals. It blasts all the gunk off, and then with negative pressure is sucked out. And the fresh scent of Canberra Gel is your memory of your duct cleaning experience with Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yes, that is a terrific description, and you know, that's all about what we're our mission is to get people healthy, and the air conditioning definitely wreaks havoc. You know, about 2 months from now, we're going to be talking about the smell that burns off your heat exchanger, but that goes away in a day or two. But the eighth grade science project with the moisture blowing onto the detritus in your ductwork, including the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. I love that one because that's people go, I don't know where it all comes from. Well, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
At any rate, yeah, so getting people healthy through a thorough duct cleaning, as well as adding in the medical grade air purifier, and of course, drying up your basement with a high capacity dehumidifier, can make a huge difference in the whole Canberra product line.
Okay, 683-3000, that's the number to call. And the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for the week is?
Okay, so we have Lori who is manning the phones today, and she's looking forward to taking your calls. So yes, as a first-time customer, you still get $42 off, but it's quite a package today because she's going to add in a 4-ounce Canberra gel. She's going to add in a free fogging of the room of your choice. That's fogging with the Canberra spray, which is included in, we do that all throughout your ductwork as well. And don't forget, if you're a repeat customer, military, senior, law enforcement, or first responder, you get even greater discounts than that. But call and ask about the medical-grade air purifiers and the high-capacity dehumidifiers.
683-3000. You heard the discount, but you need to call right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram continues to bring you the payments you want on the hottest Jeep products on the market today, like the all-new completely redesigned 2019 Jeep Cherokee. Right now, during our sizzling summer clearance event, lease a new Jeep Cherokee at Transitown for just $249 a month. Not one penny down, all taxes and fees included. Yes, that's lower than last month. $249 a month, not a penny down. And it's still loaded with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, free Sirius XM, voice command with Bluetooth, fog lamps, all-wheel drive, and more. 2019 Jeep Cherokee, $249 a month, not a penny down at Transitown. On approved credit, lease 36 months, 25 cents per mile, over 10,000 miles per year. Must finance through Ally. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Lessee responsible for maintenance and repair. Requires returning lease. At $15 a month without. While supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/18. The all-new redesigned Jeep Cherokee, $249 a month, not a penny down at Transitown. We sold out of some offers last month, so get to Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram before they're gone.
Trust Transitown.
Ends July 31st. Transitown.com.
Are you happy with the way your garage floor looks? There's a good chance you're going to say absolutely not, Dominic. And you know, you're keeping stuff in your garage and you're taking family members and friends through, and you may be embarrassed about how your garage floor looks. Pitted, dirty, dusty. I can help you with that. Yeah. How? Well, a phone call. A phone call to who? Well, my good buddy Joe Afalo at Gorilla Garage Gear. He can transform your garage with the Gorilla Floor. It's the state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful look, and best of all, easy maintenance. I love my Gorilla Floor. Gorilla Garage Gill will prep the surface by diamond grinding. That assures good adherence. They don't use that quick one-day application you see all over the internet. They'll use the right materials to ensure deep penetration into the concrete to prevent delamination. A Gorilla Floor is finished with a high-tech durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear. And oh yeah, a Gorilla Floor comes with a 10-year warranty. And best of all, if you call Joe right now and you tell him you heard Dominic talking about him on the radio, he'll give you $200 off your Gorilla Floor. That's right, a $200 discount, but you need to call right now. Here's Joe's number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joey now and say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted floor. A beautiful new Gorilla Garage Gear floor could be yours with a phone call to Joe today. Visit him online as well, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla!
The market in the square.
Howard Simon here, folks. It's been a really big week at the two locally owned stores for Market in the Square in North Tonawanda and West Seneca. There's 7-day meat sales going on. You can still take advantage of the low, low prices. Today is the final day. Their meat department's fantastic. The quality of meats you get, the staff they have on hand, they can answer all your questions. They provide great grilling tips. And as I said, stock up with the low, low prices. Some of the specials that end today, fresh and tender boneless New York strip steaks, $5.99. A pound, fresh and tender pork spare ribs, $2.29 a pound, farm fresh grade A boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.89 a pound, their famous store-made spiral pack Italian sausage is just $2.89 a pound, and whole boneless pork loins cut free for just $1.99 a pound. Plus the bakery, the produce department, the hometown deli, they've got it all. It's the Market in the Square in North Tonawanda and West Seneca. Take advantage of low, low prices with the 7-day meat sale. It ends tonight.
The Market in the Square.
Aren't you just loving this summer? And maybe you've noticed that the wet spring has left you with dirty carpet. It's Dominic Cortese here with exciting news. ChemDry of Buffalo is the carpet cleaner that cares. That's because Carpet Care Services is now ChemDry. They're offering the same great service you've come to love, but now they have the best cleaning technology as ChemDry of Buffalo. So what does it mean to you, you're asking? Well, it means that they use FDA green certified cleaning solutions with 80% less water for a cleaner and healthier home. Your carpets are going to look new, and you don't have to wait for days for them to dry. With ChemDry of Buffalo, your carpets will be clean and ready to use in just an hour and a half. You heard me right. Clean and ready to use in an hour and a half. An hour and a half for drier, cleaner, healthier home. ChemDry really is the carpet cleaner that cares. Call them right now. Here's the number, 632-6011. That's 632-6011. Call them today.
Hammer Time.
Less than a minute left here on Hammer Time Radio. We'll be back next Saturday with another edition. Where we have been since 1989, right here on WBEN, same time, same station, yep, for almost 30 years. Our 30th anniversary is next April. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday here, as I said. In the meantime, have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. The radio.com app is the official new home of WBEN. Download it today, favorite WBEN, and listen to us anytime, anywhere. News Radio 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.